Welcome back to the Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
Music Monday.
Yeah. We have all these hashtags.
I like alliteration.
Alliteration is fun. It makes my brain happy.
It's Music Monday with Mark.
Hey, that's even better.
Thank you.
Wow.
I came up with that. And Matthew. Oh, you're right. Man, all that. It is, it's an outstanding Monday. We're talking about the St. Paul's Hymn Festival, St. Paul's Lutheran Church in De Pere, with Minister of Music, Mark Bender, on Music Monday in studio, and Matt Gerhart in studio. He didn't know he was going to be on the air today. Good morning, Matt.
Good morning. Thank you.
And joining us by phone this morning, Dr. John Banke, organist and choir director at Historic Trinity Evangelical Lutheran Church in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Dr. Banke, thanks so much for joining us this morning.
You're welcome. Good morning, Andy and Sarah.
Good morning.
And Mark and Matt.
Good morning.
Oh, it's so. What's coming up for music at St. Paul's this season? We've got the hymn festival coming up. Tell us.
That's right, and this is our 27th season, and we normally like to start the season with a hymn festival. And we've asked Dr. John Banke back again this year. He played several years ago, and it's a good way to kick off the season. It gets our choirs jump started and the like. But we have other groups. Last year we hosted the American Cantori, and which Sarah knows something about.
I do. It's a great group.
And so they're coming to St. Paul's on November 11th, Sunday, November 11th. Then we have usually in December our special services for Christmas earlier in the month. But one of the high points is that we are featuring in January Dr. John Miller, who is the organist at Concordia Irvine, and very happy to have him come to our area. We're also planning to have two Bach cantatas on our series, one for Reformation Sunday, Cantata 79, God the Lord is Sun and Shield, and then on Epiphany Sunday, January 6th, Bach Cantata number 1. How brightly shines the morning star. Then our series usually ends with the Festival of the Ascension, which this next year, Thursday, May 30th.
Wow. I always love a Bach cantata.
I know you do.
Who doesn't love a good Bach cantata?
They're all so good. And I sang 79 last year with the
Cantri. That's right. That's right.
Yeah,
at St. Paul's. Good.
So good. Dr. Banke, tell us about what's on tap for this festival and what you're going to be able to do for the listeners.
Well, the hymn festival is, of course, using hymns to tell the story of Jesus. We've titled it The Songs of Salvation, and I'm thrilled to get back to the Martin Ott newly renovated organ. Last I played it, it was the older version, so this is exciting for me to come back, and I'm going to be trying, through the organ, to paint pictures of the text. So when you look at the hymn and you see the text line by line, you'll say, oh, that music really is painting the picture. For instance, like on Thy Strong Word, the second verse says, lo on those who dwelt in darkness. And the men of the choir will be singing low and dark, and the text will be portrayed in that same way. So the connections should really, really work. And then when you have that, the text coming to life, plus you have the resources of all the St. Paul's groups. I mean, the adult choir, the school choir, the bell choir, and then the brass. It's just a glorious sound.
Let's talk about the organ for a little bit. The uniqueness of the organ, and how is it useful in supporting the church's song? How is the organ? Well, I'll leave it at that. How is it useful in supporting the church's song, Dr. Banke?
I think first of all, historically, it's been. You know, it's the one instrument that can work to just accompany a large group of people. It works so well because it not only provides the sound that you need to sing, but it provides overtones which guide you and lead you. And then at your disposal for one person is a multitude of sounds, a variety of tone palettes that you can choose to say, I want an oboe here or a clarinet here, or we want the strings to sound. I mean, it's like the whole orchestra is right there with one person guiding that. So it's economical at the same point. glorious sound in a marvelous space. I mean, historically, very important.
Anyone in the studio have anything to add to that about the uniqueness of the organ?
No, he touched on, I think, one of the significant things about the organ is the colors that are available, which piano has limitations in that regard and most other instruments, but to be able to actually paint and affect the music and so forth like that by just different colors is very important.
Tell us more, Dr. Behnke, tell us more about the selections at this upcoming event.
Well, you're actually getting a cross-section of my life. These are arrangements that I've done over the last 30-some years. One piece, What Wondrous Love Is This, is 18 years old and works wonderfully to describe for us our sinful state and the glorious act of redemption that Christ gives. And then Now Praise the Lord, the closing hymn is an original hymn that was done, and that's 27 years old. But at the same time, Lord Keep Us Steadfast, this arrangement is 1 year old. So, I mean, you're getting pieces and arrangements that I've kind of worked on throughout my entire church music life, which is so cool. I mean, kind of shares what I've been working on for many years.
I think you mentioned Thy Strong Word was going to be one of the selections.
Yes.
Yeah, we're practicing that one in choir right now at my church. It's
excellent.
Good. It's fun.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's really cool. And actually,
the women get to be the angels in that piece with the alleluias that come in. I don't know if you noticed that, but
yeah, I did. It's fun.
Okay.
Thank you. Going back, actually, to you were talking about text painting, and as both a singer and a listener, depending on the day, it's such a fascinating concept, especially with how you're able to do that on the organ. How does text painting with the organ and with arrangements help the listeners and the singers better understand my English is great today, better understand the text that's going on?
Well, when the music and the text make sense together, you know, when the picture is if it's a dark text and a dark music, or if it's glorious and triumphant and the text is glorious and triumphant, when those match up and it's not the same old thing verse by verse by verse with no changes, when we have all these changes and all these resources that are used interchangeably, I mean, all of a sudden the music starts to come alive for people. Like, I've never heard this way before. And that's exactly what will happen on Sunday. They'll say, wow, I've never heard Thy Strong Word with such power at the end. I mean, that's exactly what I'm trying to do, is to transport people a little bit and to provide that musical connection. I mean, Luther knew that music had power. And I mean, that's the same thing, that it can move us in various ways to experience the faith and our faith in a glorious way. So
it's delightful too when your parishioners begin to catch that, and sometimes even come up to you and say, "I was wondering how you were going to treat that phrase," and anticipate certain things like that too. So the idea of the text really coming alive.
Mark, this is a hymn festival. How is a hymn festival different than a performance, if you will?
Mm-hmm. Well, we have involved here, and Dr. Behnke has provided some scripture readings also, which are a part of it. And I think we look at it more in terms of actually a spiritual opportunity to gather around the Word, whether it's directly from Scripture or the way Christian poets, hymn writers have tried to reflect the truths of Scripture in these texts, together with melodies that carry very faithfully those texts.
And the uniqueness about the combination of melodies and text is that melody, I think, at least for me, helps me carry that text with me, helps me retain, you know, remember that text. Dr. Behnke, were you going to add something to that?
Yeah, may I add in? I mean, anybody that comes to the hymn festival is a participant. They shouldn't sit silent. I mean, they have lines for the men and for the women and for all, and they'll be singing and participating just as much as the choir. There's really no, it's not that you're an audience member. Mm-hmm. It's a very different, it's an active, we're wanting your participation.
Sure, we're congregating. When it's a hymn, we gather around. We don't perform hymns. We sing them. We hear the word.
We all sing the praise.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And if you're singing Thy Strong Word, you should not sit there silently. Boy,
no.
I don't think I can on Thy Strong Word.
And that's an interesting text, because it's not that old.
Mm-hmm. No, it's not.
It's the Martin Franzmann text is not very old. So, I mean, Luther wasn't singing Thy Strong Word. He was singing other things like that. I wanted to just ask Dr. Behnke, your life there at Trinity changed quite a bit last May. Mm-hmm. Can you touch on that briefly?
Yeah, Tuesday, May the 15th, we were having work on the roof done, and the roof caught fire. It's all over the internet, and the roof basically burned and fell into the sanctuary, and now we have an open air cathedral.
Mm-hmm.
It's an 1878 church with an 1879 organ, and I mean, I wouldn't wish this on anybody, a fire of a church, and it's really, I mean, it's been a very interesting few months. I have to say, you find out that the church is not just a building. It's not just an organ. It's really the people. It's a hard lesson to learn in that way. But, I mean, our church, actually, attendance is up, surprisingly, and people are really, I mean, there's more hugs now than there's ever been. And people are, the idea is we're going to rebuild. We're going to put it back, you know, the way it was. And off we go with this. And so we've been working hard. At this point, you're starting to see a lot more progress as the walls and the beams have been stabilized, and so now the work on the interior is going on. And they'll be putting up a temporary roof before the snow flies here in Wisconsin, so they can work during the winter time and keep going with things. And the rubble is pretty much, the debris is pretty much gone from the first floor, the main floor, and then, of course, the balcony. The organ's been extracted, and we've stored salvageable parts for the future, for the next organ that'll come.
Thank you, Dr. Behnke. We are all out of time. The hymn festival coming up October 7th at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in De Pere. Thank you, Dr. Bender. Thanks so much for being here today.
And thank you.
Matt, thank you so much. Thanks, Dr. Behnke.
Thanks, Andy and Sarah.
Thank you.
Christ for you, anytime, anywhere.